Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
And shout out to everybody who listens on the radio. You often miss the best bit is Kenny thinks of something seconds before the commercial break ends and gets ready to launch into it. And Jesse goes, nope.
I did it during the Insiders.
No, I'm really. Yeah, bro. I didn't even do it. It came out of nowhere.
Different
on,
break
man.
Times and everything. Still doesn't.
I'm going to ask this one on the next commercial break, though. I got to remember it.
All right.
Because I think I know the answer, but you would definitely know.
Was it wrestling related?
Yes.
We were talking about someone asked something. I didn't see. I think John Cena is the Intercontinental Champion. Is that right?
He is.
Yeah, I saw that on Google, on the Google homepage.
That's amazing. That's
for the
amazing.
First time ever.
I
saw he was happy about it.
I got a text from WCW, and he said something, but I was confused. I was like, is he telling me something that happened or asking if something is going to happen? And so I opened Twitter, and sure enough, there's the clip of John Cena winning the it looked like a great moment in Boston. Like, it looked really cool. So
I think the rumor is that he's supposed to take the belt off of Dom and then lose it to Gunther at the end of that tournament or something like that.
The Gunther is really going to be the guy.
That's the rumor I've seen. And, like, that was tied to the Dominic Mysterio losing to John Cena. So it's like, that happened. And, like, I would assume that this is probably next.
I'm sorry to be that guy. The Rock has absolutely indicated he wanted to do it. I would do
what?
Cena Rock 3 in a heartbeat.
Wait.
Oh, I haven't even seen
this. This is even worse.
That.
You mean Gunther to be the last match?
Yes.
Oh, that is it. I'm of the belief.
I was upset because it was Gunther with any push at all. But match is crazy.
They've had no clue what to do with John Cena since he announced his retirement. The failed heel turn, like everything. They're just.
Well, I think he started calling his own shots at some point, John Cena, it feels like.
Do you think he called the Brock Lesnar play?
No, but I think maybe after that.
Did you see Brock is like in the main commercial for next year's WrestleMania? Like, that wasn't a one off. Like, Brock is here. Look, well, you know, as here as Brock can be.
But you know how I feel. If he is going to be, he's here. Like, there's nothing we can do about it. He should be the last match.
Yeah, you said that already. I just don't agree with that. I feel like it should be Rock. I know who it shouldn't be. I don't care who it is. It shouldn't be Gunther.
No.
Or Gunther or whoever it is. It shouldn't be him.
That's your boy, though.
Who?
Gunther. That's your boy.
I
didn't get it from the start.
Nah. Yeah. I see me.
He's about 20 years too late.
I want to stick with the wrestling, but the Kings are kind of just free-falling right now. So
no, commercial break. I got more for the wrestling. But Doug Christie had a promo.
The Kings are broke Baron Corbin. That's who
broke
they are.
Broke Baron Corbin was at least entertaining.
Well, broke-ass Corbin.
That's a good point.
Broke-ass Kings.
We had been talking
about. Got ketchup on their white shirt.
We had been talking about Doug Christie's 2-plus-minute statement a few minutes ago, as if everybody has heard it, and I apologize for that. we'll play it. For those who haven't heard it, this was Doug Christie before yesterday's game. Courtesy of Sean Cunningham.
Some of you guys, I think everybody in here knows me. If you don't, my name is Douglas Dale Christie. I'm head coach of the Sacramento Kings. Okay? Change is hard, y'all. It's hard. But understand, and we understand, that we're not there yet. But we about to work at it like crazy. We totally get that. And it'll be bumpy. It will. Because change is like that. But buckle up. For the real ones, buckle up. And for all the rest of you, you know who you are. You know how I feel about that. We, and I say we as an organization, make no mistake, we're aligned in what we're doing. We are aligned in what we're doing. I said this before. You've heard me. I'm going to say it again. We're going to play to a standard. That's what we're going to do. Tough, competitive, disciplined, professional, team-oriented, and accountable. That's what we're going to play to. So when you look out there, everybody in this organization is held to that. Now, as an identity, that's defend, rebound, and share the damn basketball. That's what we're going to do every single time we hit the floor. So the pain of Kings fans, the pain of Kings fans. There's nobody that sat in this seat with the exception of two people, Rick Adelman and probably Jerry Reynolds, to understand the pain of Kings fans. So know that I, as I sit here, who experienced that pain with those men, we're going to get it right. We're going to work every damn day to get it right. So when I see the hate, the haters, the fakers, all you guys, you keep that energy. That's good. You keep that. And you know who you are. Because while you doing that, we're going to be working. And while you doing that, we're going to be growing. And while you do that, eventually, we're going to be coming. The King Show.
Pause.
Sack proud. Know that.
There's Doug Christie again. Thanks to Sean Cunningham and KCRA for that. As if he had a choice, I was going to play it anyway. thoughts?
So first, Jesse said before we went to break, like, it's a little too early to be having those type of press conferences and sound bites, and it's something that you shouldn't be worried about. I get that. I probably agree with that.
And who, go ahead. Well, who? My question too, like, who are you talking to, Doug?
That
are you? Like, no, are you talking to the media right now, or like who are you talking
to?
Shout
out to Jeremiah who asked. He was like, "Hey, Doug, we didn't get." This was after the game. He was like, "Hey, Doug, we didn't get to talk to you after your statement earlier today." Who was that addressed to? Were you talking to media, fans? And Doug said, "No, it wasn't aimed at one individual. It was."
Because something bothered him, clearly.
Clearly. Yeah. And I see some things being mentioned in the chat. I genuinely do not know. Mm-hmm. I do not know, and I'm not kayfabing it. I do not know who Doug Christie is talking to or what he's talking about. And y'all mentioned Tylan during the changeover with Jane. I know nothing about that. As far as I know, that man does not exist. Yeah. So I have no clue.
I don't know what was said either, but... So apparently things have been said, you know, over the course of the time he's been on the air. So
we've told y'all before, you don't need to listen to people who do their shows from Thailand.
Yeah, bro, you ain't even in America.
They're not tapped into our community. They're not tapped into our people, especially with one who's got an axe to grind with the head coach,
right?
Because he didn't come to his rescue when he exposed himself as a racist. And I mean exposed publicly. We all knew behind the scenes,
right,
what he was.
Right.
So, like, yeah, forgive me if
Doug,
and if that's the case, go ahead.
This guy allegedly ain't even in America. Yeah, what you talking about?
But if that's the case, Doug, you don't owe that man 2 seconds of your time.
No.
Most people don't even know he exists.
Not at all. They sure as hell don't know his show exists. They don't know the hell he's back on the airwaves. I know that much.
However, in Doug's defense, there might be for him a point where it's like, a breaking point.
Absolutely.
Like, Doug has dealt with a lot from that dude over the last however long it's been. And, I mean, I think it says something that the only person in the world who questions Doug Christie's character is that guy. Mm-hmm. But it could have just been one too many things.
Yeah.
And it caused him to respond.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also look at it, I want to say I liked it. Like, oh, yeah, go get him, Doug. But I saw the clip, I tweeted fire emojis behind it. There is a level of, and I think people are so upset and so frustrated about what's going on. I don't think they look at this type of stuff. There is a level of, yeah, I'm pissed off too, guys. This isn't acceptable for me either. And the acknowledgement of it, like, okay, it's not going to fix anything. It's not going to make you win. It's not going to make you a better team or anything like that. But, you know, people talk about accountability, and sometimes they just want to hear, like, that you get it. You know, yeah, Doug's pissed off. And I think, you know, he was also talking about some of the things that were going on with people saying things about him. But to a certain degree, for those people that in the locker room that are riding with him, I think he was speaking up for them a little bit as well. And kind of having their back. That's how I took it.
Mm.
So I didn't know if we got to.
No, we don't. Okay. No, we're going to keep going.
It wasn't like this old glorious thing. You know, the funny thing that when he said what he said at the end, it reminded me of and I'm not saying it's going to have this effect, but it reminded me of Tebow. When Tebow's...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like you have a... You got through the passionate part, but you don't know how to end it. And I think that was Doug at the end. He didn't quite know how to end that speech. We say this all of the time, the most difficult part about what we do. Think about it when you're at a party or whatever. Starting a conversation and ending a conversation are the two hardest things to do. Getting in a break and out of a break. Starting your impassioned speech and ending your impassioned speech are the two most difficult parts of the speech.
Yep,
and
yep.
Doug had something he wanted to say, and when he said it, he didn't quite know how to get up from the table and leave. We've all been there, DC.
Reminded me of Tebow, man. But
God bless.
God bless. But yeah, man, I understand people that are like, bro, you don't need to be doing this 10 games in, you know, for a number of different reasons.
Doug probably doesn't need to do it 60 games in. Like, if he's responding to people,
yeah,
he doesn't need to do that.
Yeah.
Also, because, like, you're acknowledging the haters, and it's like, okay, then, like, what is being said that's... Because we brought up the Thailand guy or whatever, so that's one thing. But if it's not that, and you're talking to media in general, it's like, they're not really supposed to, like, necessarily cheer you on or kind of... see this positively, and looking at the Kings from the outside in, it's like, yeah, this is a pretty bleak situation right now. So it's like, I'm not really sure what Doug is looking for.
So they're not supposed to cheer you on. And I think,
and I don't,
alluding, and for those that don't know, we ain't beating around the bush. I don't give a damn about this guy. Talking about Grant Napier. He's alluding to that a little bit. Also, I feel like with us here, I think we're fair with criticism. I do understand.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything else outside of fair.
I do understand how the way that some people talk about Doug or those players in the locker room can be a little disrespectful to their crap. They're not calling them out of their name. They're not doing anything like that. But the way they characterize some of these players and the box that they put them in can be a little disrespectful to their career, what they've done, the work they've done to get to this place. I said it the other day on the show. I thought them getting beat the way they did over the weekend was embarrassing and pathetic. Those players aren't embarrassing and pathetic. What happened in those two games, that's unacceptable. And I think they would say the same thing. I think that's fair. I think other people, I could see where the players take it personally. And Doug may take it personally with the way they talk about some of these guys. And it doesn't have to be necessarily people that are local. Like, it could be, and national media has things to say about the Kings roster and the team and the locker room and all this other stuff that people in that locker room can take as disrespect. And to your point earlier, Maybe it had enough. Maybe it heard too many one too many disrespectful things. Maybe it happened 5 minutes before he was supposed to get on the podium. That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Hmm. Could be. Yeah. Could be, could be, could be. Because I know that I'm like Jesse. When I watched the clip, it wasn't a clip. When I watched the whole thing, I was like, what is he talking about? Who's he talking to?
We've kind of talked about stuff like this on the show.
Well, first, I was, what'd James do now?
When you acknowledge that stuff, Matt, too, it kind of, I guess, gives life to, I guess, the problems that are going on. When we talk about identity and just the way they're playing, like, it kind of, like, you acknowledged it. It's like, okay, you're hearing it, I guess. Maybe you're combating it, but just, it kind of feels like we're all on the same page as far as the issues of this team.
If the Kings are 7-3, Doug doesn't do that.
Right.
It's like, it's, you know, to Jesse's point, it's like, whatever is going on with him is compounding, you know, stuff. I don't think the tanking and rebuilding stuff that was running across NBA Twitter yesterday helped. Yesterday was supposed to be a uniting day in which we make fun of the Dallas Mavericks. Why Dave chose to get his tweet going when we could have just been laughing at the Dallas Mavericks and Nico Harrison, I'll never know. Maybe he's a plant.
And look, to that point, there was also talk about Doug not being here when the rebuild gets underway. So maybe
sure,
he felt some type of way about
sure,
that.
Sure, sure. Yeah. I don't know. Certainly a bizarre way to start an 8 o'clock Tuesday holiday game. Let's see what TC talking about on the Elk Grove Kia Talk line. Anybody want to weigh in, you can. It's 916-909-1320. What's up, TC?
What's up with my two brothers?
What's good, big dog? How you doing, man?
I'm all right. Before we get started, bro, both them sweaters is fire, bro. Y'all look nice, bro. I like that. I like that look on both of y'all.
Appreciate you, man. Mine is a lot more affordable.
Oh, man, here we go. Hey, nah, but, hey, seriously, I got into it. You know what? That's a whole nother story. Y'all seen it in the chat. It happened this morning because I'm tired. I don't even like dude, bro. So when I do call in, it's just to get at him because he'd be awesome. I'm done with that situation, bro. But as far as what Doug...
Hold on. I hate when you do... No. Stop. I hate when you do this. What are you talking about?
I got into it with Carmichael Dave this morning. I called into the show because he was talking about the whole value on players and benching players, and I just didn't agree with it. And okay. I was like, well, which one is it, bro? Like, you saying they don't have value, so bench them? Well, then move on. If we don't feel like they're getting value by playing them, then why just not move on, man? But it was a whole, you know. But as far as Doug, I respect that. I had to respectfully disagree with the people that feel like Doug came up there and did something wrong. Because isn't that what you want from your head coach? I didn't look at it as a cry. It was like, hey, bro, we have this non-BS approach that we identity that we are building from coaches, players, and all that. So I'm going to call it out and I'm going to speak on it, right? So when I get up here, I see all that. I see all that, right? And I don't care about none of that. If you listen to the interview, you said, when we get right, we're going to be right and we're going to be coming for you. Right now, I see all the madness with everybody hating, talking about Doug should be fired. He shouldn't be this. He shouldn't do that. I see all that. And I'm going to speak on it because I'm acknowledging, let y'all know, I'm coming from a non-BS approach, bro, and y'all not finna get at me like that. We're trying to turn this team around, and we're going to do it our way. That's how I took it, bro. And if you can't see that, I'm sorry.
Now, Doug, that's how you end an impassioned speech.
That's why he's the GOAT right there.
He is the GOAT. He's an all-timer already. He's an all-timer. I will say,
I love that people call us to be angry about calling other radio stations.
Not even speak on it. You know what I got into this morning?
Like, no, TC, I don't. Like, why would I know that?
You know what's hilarious?
TC sounded like he was trying to grow from that situation, too. I'm going to be better. I'm going to be better.
You know what's hilarious?
I love TC.
I'll just say it during the break.
No, say it right now.
We got 7 minutes.
Say it.
Yeah, it's okay.
We're going kayfabe everybody now.
Quote unquote, news was made down south, right?
Uh-huh.
News was made down south. And people wanted to hear what we had to say. They didn't want to keep hearing what they had to say. They said, yo, where y'all at? Where y'all at? Where the insiders? Where y'all at? They want to hear what we got to say. I appreciate y'all. I just thought it was that's funny.
We were contractually forbidden from working yesterday. We're sorry.
Quote unquote news happens in the king's world. Everybody know where to go. Told you, man, the amount of text messages I got yesterday. I was like, oh, okay.
But see, that's the other thing. That's the only thing that happened yesterday that I was more confused by with Doug Christie. Did news happen?
I didn't think so.
I texted you guys. It kind of seemed like nothing.
Yeah, I don't think it did. Like when you sent that text, I went to because I have certain alerts set on. I was like, oh, I missed it. Like we was putting the Christmas trees up, so I missed it. And I checked Sean. I mean, obviously I checked James. I checked Sean. I text Matt. I didn't see anything. And then someone tagged us in the tweet. Because Trista responded, mm-hmm. and Trista was like, oh, I want to talk about this. And so I saw the original tweet and was like, okay. And I'm like, reading it. I'm like, what is this?
Ooh, it's like, all right, if that's a report, so then the Kings are just going to sell low on these players that had no value this past offseason, and now like you're just going to give away Sabonis and LaVine, and like that's the plan? Like, that didn't really make sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, also the idea that, oh, they're going to explore this, they're going to explore that, man, that's great. You have two $40-plus million players that aren't going to be high on anybody's wish list.
Yeah. Malik Monk.
Some of you hoes have spent the last 12 months trying to convince us that the Chicago Bulls offered two first-round picks to trade Zach LaVine, and no one said yes. But all of a sudden, the Sacramento Kings are going to become sellers, and they're going to start trading their high price. Do you have any idea how stupid that sounds?
Come on, man.
Again, if Scott Perry wants to trade those guys, salute. Go ahead. But this idea that like a switch was flipped and someone was like, aha! I'm convinced what Dave did, and this is not shade, Dave is my guy. I'm convinced Dave did the Kenny. He just, you know what? I'm going to get aggregated today and tweeted something. He did the hashtag King.
Well,
we were off yesterday.
Because he I ain't got no problem with it. Dave's my guy. I dap him up when I see him. Like, it's nothing pertinent, like. Good dude to me.
Good for you for seeing him. I ain't seen Dave outside.
Well, when I see him. Oh, okay. I can't tell you the last time I seen him.
7 years ago.
When I see him, it's literally all good.
Is he in the country?
He's in the
country. Okay.
I don't know. I can't, don't quote me on that. I don't know. But, you knew that might have been the case when he was the only one on the screen. When he was the only one on the screen, I said, wait a minute.
Well, let's just map it out too. The Kings have a massive problem if 10 games into the season, Scott Perry and Co. is like, yeah, this is wrong. We need to blow this up now. Like, go back on our plan. Like, no.
Yeah, call Dave.
Yeah. Like, hey, we messed up. We're rebuilding hey. Now. Like,
all right, what do you want? What, you want me to call Alvin? No. You want me to call Vivek? No. Call Dave. Dave the plan.
Not even that, but just more so. So Scott Perry and Co. are just changing the plan 10 games in. Like, that doesn't
and that's why I say the internet loves everything except the truth. And it take like what did Godfrey say to us last week?
Black people started everything.
Well, black people didn't start this one. Let's be clear. Black people didn't start this one. He said people don't take the time to research stuff. Mm-hmm. They don't take the time to think and look into things. Again, Dave could have been told anything. Mm-hmm. Dave wasn't told what the Sacramento Kings approach is going to be and to go tell the Kings fans that. So, again, research and think. All right, one report from Mark Stein that was picked up by virtually everyone on the planet and repeated as if it was true. Again, don't believe Mark Stein was lying. Believe Mark Stein was told this. Don't believe for 2 seconds that it's true that Zach LaVine was trying to be traded by the Chicago Bulls and the Bulls were willing to offer two first-round picks. In today's NBA, there is less than 0% chance that's true. But now all of a sudden, the Kings have decided they need to rebuild and they're going to trade Zach LaVine. So, Kings fans, this is what you want. You're good attaching two first-round picks because you can't believe one report and then say, oh, well, the Kings aren't going to have to do that.
Right.
There's a Kings tax. It's going to wind up being 3 first-round picks,
right.
2 and a second. You can't believe one thing and then not believe the other.
Mm-hmm.
We have said this all goddamn year. He's not the worst contract on this team. Because the other guy, you need a very, very specific fit. You need a very, very specific roster. And he still might not like your organization or your head coach. And if he doesn't, he's going to make that clear. He's going to bust his ass while he's out there.
Mm-hmm.
But he's never going to do what you want him to do.
Yeah.
Like, I think... maybe Sam or Ant-Man. Someone wrote, the Warriors might be interested. Perfect. That's great. You don't need him to do much there. That would be great for them. You start venturing outside the greatest shooter of all time, you're going to start running into some issues. Mm. Maybe he works in Atlanta. Maybe there's a few. But again, you have a contract. A $40-plus million contract, near $50 million contract that you have to move. My bad. We have to break. We'll come back. Jake Gaden's going to join us in about 15 minutes, a little over 15 minutes. We'll get all of his thoughts on this. We haven't had a chance to laugh at Nico. I mean, at least Dallas has as bad as we do.
Damn.
It's Stilo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Well, everybody knows the plan, I guess, except D'Lo and KC. Well, I'm talking to our buddy Matt George, trying to get him set up for tomorrow. He's got a pod that he's dropping. I don't know if that's tonight or tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yeah, I did see that.
Looks like he's working on this. Looks like he's dropping it tomorrow. So I'm trying to navigate our time with him for his regular Thursday visits, cause he's got some other things going on. So, I'll get that squared away with Matt George coming up here soon. Jake Gaden's going to join us, in just a couple of minutes. Everybody from all the networks are kind enough to join us here, on D'Lo and KC. As a matter of fact, get Dave on the phone. We'll see if we can get Dave to clear this up for us. Obviously, a lot happened yesterday that unfortunately we weren't able to cover with you. One, tweets. Two, Nico Harrison was fired. You talk about bizarre tweets. Shams Charania tweeted that Nico Harrison is expected to be fired at a 10:30 a.m. Central Time meeting.
Shams tweeted, "You guys will never believe this. Nico's on his way to get fired right now. Has
Dude,
no
bro,
clue.
That was
has
crazy.
No clue.
That was absolutely. I actually was that. I get it. That you've got a job to do. There had been there was a lot of speculation. I think it was the night before.
Yeah, the owner was there.
Yeah, the Athletic wrote
talking to some kid.
Yeah, he was
in a Luka jersey.
He was talking to the kid because the kid flipped him off, and his dad got mad because he flipped him off. So they go apologize to the owner.
But he had a Luka Lakers jersey on, and like I guess the kid sat down there with the owner and talked to him, but. Leading in, I think it was leading, or maybe it was coming out of that. The Athletic was reporting, Nico's gone. It's just, it's not if, like, Nico is not going to make it. This is like, Anthony Davis is hurt. There's weird stories coming out about that. The disconnect since the trade 9 months ago, it's just, he's gone. And so, I couldn't decide, is Shams wrong for that?
No, you got to get that one out. The Mavericks are wrong for getting that out before they met with
Nico. So Shams is fine.
Yeah, Shams just did his job. Yeah,
he did what he was supposed to do.
I knew someone was wrong.
No, yeah, the Mavericks.
I knew someone was wrong when I started doing math, and I'm like, wait, 10:30 Central Time. That's an hour away. The man's not even in the meeting yet.
No, yeah, if that was getting out, then you should have had the meeting with him like an hour or two before this.
Right. So from the limited experience I have. I have known insiders to be told something. Hey, so-and-so is going to be fired. The meeting is at 11. Please wait till 11:01. Just wait till we're in the meeting to do it. And if like 11:01, you could do it. Just don't do it before then. I know that happens. Yeah.
I'm Shams, buddy. What reason do I have to have your back on this?
I'm also, to be clear, I'm sure Nico knew he was being fired.
Probably.
But still, to like, listening to Beyonce or whatever, and he gets look, Woj, or Shams. Oh, that's me.
At that point, I'm turning the car around, too.
Oh, guys, I'm not feeling well. I can't.
Well, not even
it.
That. Just fax me my papers or something and email it to me. I'm not going to drive up so you can fire me.
Did you see that NBA Sentinel tweeted that Nico Harrison has been fired three days ago?
3 days before.
And then, the Woj, the Sentinel is Woj thing.
That's what I'm telling you guys.
Now, if whoever he got his information from, which I don't, this isn't Shams. Shams has a little integrity in the game, so I don't think he would have done this. But if the...
sorry. No Zach LaVine tonight.
Okay.
Zach LaVine is out. This I'm sure Sean is looking at the injury report, but he just reported Kings will be out beat without Zach LaVine tonight due to a right thigh contusion. Malik Monk with ankle soreness and Domantas Sabonis, that contusion on his rib cage. They're listed as questionable for tonight. Sorry.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I'll just finish this up and then we get back to that. I was just going to say, I don't believe Shams would do something like this. Like I said, he's got integrity out here. But if that conversation happened that you just kind of laid out in this situation and he still tweeted it before the meeting happened, now Shams is in the wrong.
Is that too big of a story, though, to hold on to? For an hour.
Show some respect to the guy that's giving you the information. And he's asking you, say, look, do what you want. Just let us get in the meeting first.
Mm-hmm. I guess, like, there's that, but also my opinion, all right, if you're the guy giving the information, wait an hour. Because you and Shams probably aren't best of friends.
Well,
like, Shams has no reason to do right by you.
My guess, so, again, I don't know how this stuff works. He could have said, like, he could have gotten a call or text or whatever. Hey, we're letting Nico go. We're meeting at 10:30. Shams follows up like a little bit, like, No, it's Nico knows. Like, you can, the formal part is taking place at 10:30. Nico knows he's getting.
I mean, what are the odds that the Mavs dropped it because they knew how Mavs fans would react, I guess, to Nico falling on his face or whatever on his way to getting fired? Just kind of turns the feeling a little bit towards the fans being cool with you again.
It was just, yeah,
you dissed Nico, like, with how you did it. Like that's not, fans aren't going to care that you did that. If anything, they'll be happy that Nico Harrison kind of got duped on his way out.
Yeah, he would, yeah.
Like, I see it as the mouse.
Was there ever a chance Nico was going to survive after what happened 9 months ago?
No, I didn't feel like it.
Only if Cooper Flagg was Luka. Like, literally from game one, it was tearing it up.
It didn't feel like it. Hey, the owner, once again, the skating's got free here. Like, that move had to be co-signed by you. Mm-hmm. Now we can make the same argument that we do, you know, or some people do. Maybe it's just me out here. It's like, you're letting the basketball person do basketball. You're staying out of the way. But no, you co-signed that. The move of that magnitude had to be signed off. So if you didn't, like, I know you're the basketball guy, but I ain't doing it. I'm the owner guy. And yeah, I know this is what's going to do for the basketball team, for my bottom line, all that. No, I'm not doing it. Well, he's skating scot-free nationally. I'm sure in Dallas they're lighting him up. Like, I'm sure the owner's getting everything he deserves in this situation locally. But nationally, we just sitting here talking about Nico. He didn't even have the final say.
So, okay, for an organization that discusses owner meddling a lot, should he have said no? He's not Mark Cuban, right? He's a new owner. Should he have said, you're going to do what? Like, no, absolutely not. Like, also, you're fired.
There was people out there.
Because you can't really, I'm sorry, you can't really come back from that. Right. Like, hey,
understand.
Hey, boss, like, we got to, I've been working with the Lakers. Oh, really? It's very, you know, it's between us, but we got a deal set up for Luka and Anthony Davis. Oh, we're going to get Anthony Davis here with Luka. That's great. How do we do it? No. We're trading Luka for Anthony Davis. Once you propose that, you can't come back from it.
Yeah.
So if it really is up to the owner to say no, the second sentence has to be, you're fired. You have now rendered yourself useless. I can never trust you again. Get your stuff and get out of my everything.
Yeah.
If it's got a Dallas Mavericks thing on it, it's mine. Get out.
Two answers to that question.
Okay.
As a building a culture and all this other stuff, he probably shouldn't have stepped in.
Okay.
Common sense wise.
Right.
He probably should have
Culture
stepped
be
in.
Damned.
Like,
call me Vivek Ranadive, bro, because I'm shutting this bitch down.
We talked about it on this show. It's been talked about national shows too and stuff, but what if Nico gave him the, oh, yeah, you can't win a championship with this guy.
That's fine. I'll figure out something.
No, I'm sure he made his case.
Yeah.
Well, I guess using that, like, I wouldn't put too much blame on the owner, I guess, because you're letting the basketball guy do the basketball thing. I mean, it was the worst possible thing, but, like, that's where, I guess, if it's between the owner and Nico, like,
it's
sure
yeah,
that Nico
like
gets heat, but...
He deserves the damn heat. Anybody with a pulse. No, even I'm not even a Luka fan. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm not trading him absolutely not.
If you told me his career was exactly the same as it is, with one key exception, at the beginning of his career, his first game in Sacramento... I'm the owner of a team. I'm the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. The devil appears on my shoulder and says, that guy right there is never going to win an NBA championship. Ever. Not for you, not for anyone. I will go down in flames with LeBron James wearing my team's uniform and everyone wondering if he's going to win a title.
At the very least, I'll be rich.
I'll be rich. My city will be rich. The economic growth will be incredible. That's what I would have done with Luka Doncic. There's so few players that you do that with.
The owner deserves.
I would have done that with Luka.
The owner deserves heat, but I don't think it's like, Nico's catching too much. Like, this was like Nico's thing too.
No, it absolutely was. Nico, All right, let's stop. We'll come back. We'll talk to Jake Gaydon, probably not so much about this, but more specifically about the Sacramento Kings and a variety of other subjects when our guy Jake Gaydon from CBS 13 joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
All right, we are back here with our man Jake Gaydon from CBS 13. Lots of different things we want to talk with Jake about. If you were watching during the commercial break, he just brought up Sac State basketball. We're going to get to that here. Just a heartbeat. Sac State suffered their first loss of the season yesterday.
Yeah, man. Good game last night against a good Santa Barbara team. Mikey.
Shout out Santa Barbara. Yeah. It's Sac school.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a good ball club. It's a good little mid-major ball club, man. It was a good college basketball game last night.
We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But Jake, let's get you in here on the Kings conversation. If you can see, the sky is falling as we head into the second night of a back-to-back with Atlanta here. A lot has been said, tweeted, stated by Doug and others. And then they go out there and lose to Denver. Jake, your overall sentiments on where Sacramento is here 11 games into the season?
Well, first off, let's start with Doug's pregame presser, which I thought was just bizarre. Mm. Like, what's that coming from? Where is it coming from? And he clarified after the game that it wasn't directed at any specific media member or anybody in general. It was a blanket statement. No one says the things that he said without being tipped off to something and being frustrated with something that someone said. So I am intrigued to see what was the tipping point for Doug to say that statement, and then for his team to go out and compete for 38 minutes once again, and then let off the gas for 10 minutes in the end of the third, start of the fourth quarter, and lose again to another great team in the NBA. Sky's not falling for me, though, guys, because this is the expectation I had for this team. This is the toughest part of their schedule. They are playing right to where I thought they were going to play. Again, as I've stated at the beginning of the season, they have a ton of great individual players on this team. And if you were making a fantasy basketball roster, this would be a great fantasy basketball roster. But in the NBA, when you're building a team, these pieces do not work, and you're starting to see it night in and night out. DeMar DeRozan is playing out of position. Zach LaVine is not getting enough shots. Dennis Schroeder doesn't feel comfortable. The offense is not revolving around Domantas Sabonis anymore. And defensively, they do not have the personnel for what Doug Christie wants them to do. This is straight fact, and as Doug would say, period. That is where this team is at. So, if you're looking in the future right now, they're going to still evaluate. They're still in the evaluation period. I know there's been plenty of reports out for the past couple of days of this team's going to blow it up by December. Still in the evaluation period. You got to give it to Christmas time to start making some decisions on what direction you take with this team. I think when 2026 hits, we'll have a very clear picture of the direction of this team is going to go. Either they're going to offload salary and go young, or try to rebuild and retool with some smaller moves or moves with some of their guys. Because in the NBA right now, it is hard to trade your star players. It's hard to trade contracts like Domantas Sabonis, and it's hard to trade guys like Dennis Schroeder, Zach LaVine. But like DeMar DeRozan is a guy that can be moved. But right now, sky is falling for the Beam team in terms of their fan base. But for me, this is exactly where I thought they were going to be.
Jake, when you talk about the evaluation process still going on with this team, and you know, like reports of, you know, that came out yesterday or the day before about, you know, they're ready to rebuild and blow it up. That's the approach has kind of been the same, it feels like, since Scott Perry took over. This is not a new approach. Like, I don't think they had a seismic shift in mentality after going 3-7. Like, this is what they've been doing as far back as this summer. When you talk about the Jonathan Kuminga trade, yeah, we're going to take a shot, but we're not giving up anything that we don't want to in this situation. So, like, do you feel the same way? Have you heard the same things, that the approach has been the same since the summer with this team?
That's the thing I really do love about this front office now, is they're taking a systematic approach to it and being poignant with what moves they're going to make. They are not going to make irrational moves. They are not going to do what they did last year and trade their star player like De'Aaron Fox and try to get another star player in Zach LaVine and bring in a guy that is, quite honestly, you thought was untradeable. So I think they're very diligent and direct with what moves they're going to make. And what that looks like, I could not tell you, because I still think they're in the evaluation period. But you're absolutely right, Casey. They are right now following the same plan that they had at the beginning of the season. And you can dress it up all you want with whatever different sound bites that Doug wants to give, but the direction is still the same. They are still going to try to play hard every single night. They're going to see if it can work with this group. But the more games they lose, the more ideas of what this team is actually looking like, then more moves will be made. But they're in an evaluation period right now. They're not making any distinct moves next week or the week after or the week after that. And if they do, it would be a shock to me.
This, you said you're not surprised. Sky's not falling. This is what you expected. Is there a single redeeming quality to this basketball team as it's constructed right now?
No. Because I don't understand what type of offense they're trying to run. And defensively, I don't understand what type of defense they're trying to run. I want to ask you one thing, guys, and I'm still scratching my head with this. What's one good thing this team does well?
They can score the basketball well. I just think they don't focus on
it. How? How do they score the basketball well? Pick and roll offense? No.
Well, I don't want to say the how doesn't matter. Like, they can score the basketball, and they can. Do they do it right now at a high level on a week in, week out basis? No, but as I was going to say, I think that's because they're focused on trying to be something else and be all encompassing. No, lean into what your strength is. I know you want to defend and you have to defend, and this may not be winning basketball, and I understand that. You may not be playing basketball no matter what you do, but at least try to lean into what makes you, what you can do best, and that's score the basketball, implement an offense, implement a way that gets up and down the court a little bit. They don't do that. Like, that's their best chance, and they don't even lean into that.
I still think offensively there is clunkiness in that offense. I think it's a lot of solo ball, you know, what Russ and Zach do very well, which is just one-on-one offense and try to take it to the 10 or go one-on-one with your defender. There's no flow in the offense a lot of the time. And then there's the guy that's running the offense, and Dennis Schroeder, is afraid to shoot right now. Like, what? He's like 1-for-16 this past three games. When you play half-court offense, they're really bad at it. Now, I agree, Casey. Should they lean into the offense more? I think they should. They're, what, 26th or 27th in defense right now, defensive rating. The starting group has, you know, a net rating of minus 18 or something like that. I didn't look up the stats after last night's game. But I think they need to lean into the offense, but I don't think they'll do that because Doug Christie's a defensive guy. I stuck in a rock and a hard place. Like, I would love to give you like some positivity about everything, but like, this is just where it is. Like, you know, it's a poorly constructed team because of what they had to do last year. And because of that, the style of play they want to run, they don't have the personnel to run it. And until you start either playing to what your personnel's strengths are or finding personnel that can play to what the way you want to play, we're still going to be in this middle of nowhere gray area. Until something happens like that.
Did they set Doug up to fail?
No, because I think Doug knows that this is not a one-year rebuild. He's not getting a one-year and figure it out. Next year, if this continues to happen and we run out the same stuff, then yes, I think they said Doug up to fail. But Doug and Scott are inheriting an issue that wasn't their problem. Like, The situation that we're at is not anybody else's problem, but the ownership and the former general manager. Former general manager couldn't manage up and couldn't make big decisions, especially after that first Beam team year where they made the playoffs and tried to add to the roster and thought Sasha Vasenkov was going to be the almighty, you know, God sent for that second year. And then when things didn't go well, especially last year, instead of, you know, trying to wait things out and be patient with it, they hit the panic button and sent off, like I said, De'Aaron Fox for pebbles. And then, you know, what's his name over to Miami? Blanking his name right now.
Davion.
Point guard. Yeah, Davion Mitchell to Miami for nothing. Like, there's just – they inherited a really awful situation. And – Doug is trying to have them play hard, which I respect the hell out of, and he's trying to make it work with the personnel that he has. But until he has the right personnel for the style of play he wants to play, this is going to be the result. And I think he'll get that maybe next year, maybe after this trade deadline where they free up money or free up or get better personnel in there. But right now, Scott Perry's got to work his magic, and I've seen it happen before. He's done it in Detroit. He's done it in New York. I think he can do it in Sacramento. I have a lot of faith in that man because I've seen it happen. I think patience right now, which is something the Kings fandom do not have, is what they need.
Zach LaVine's not nothing. You may have had a vision of what a De'Aaron Fox trade should look like, but Zach LaVine's not nothing.
And it probably wouldn't have looked the way people think it would have looked.
Yeah, but you're gonna Steph Castle? That's a guy that you
weren't gonna get him. Jake, why would the Spurs trade Steph Castle? Stop.
Why would they do that?
You sound like Twitter. Stop.
No, but they needed to get more than just
that's fine
for De'Aaron straight up.
That's fine.
At least some first round picks out of that.
You weren't gonna get that for a guy who wanted to go to one place. You weren't gonna get that.
But why couldn't we take the patient approach and reevaluated that at the offseason and seeing if you can gotten more?
That's fine. The season almost certainly would have gone to hell. But
it did go to hell. Nothing changed.
Oh, we were already in hell.
They were in the play-in. They wouldn't have been. They wouldn't even been in the play-in when in that
I'm
situation.
I'm fine with that. I'd rather you got I'm a not, better lottery pick.
I'm not saying that any of that is wrong. I think the one of the things that, that
I don't just, think the San Antonio trade would have been there. By the way, sorry. I'm very
no,
sorry.
You're, no, you're
the
fine.
San Antonio trade wouldn't have been there at the. So you would have been open to a whole other host of issues. But go ahead.
I was just gonna say, and we talked about it a number of different times. I don't know what. Nobody knows. So I could be wrong too. I don't know what people think this De'Aaron Fox would have trade would have looked like. Like you getting this haul back for De'Aaron Fox and this young player that makes 40 cents. So the contracts don't even match up. Like you, I don't believe you are getting what people think you are getting for De'Aaron Fox. That doesn't
you
mean
think that De'Aaron Fox trade is the best trade we were going to get with Zach LaVine.
No. That's not what I'm saying. I was saying at the same time, that doesn't mean you just make the trade then or you don't wait around. Yeah, absolutely. I understand that. But number one, I don't think you're getting a better player than Zach LaVine in that situation. I don't think that you're getting this young prospect that you think you might have got for De'Aaron Fox. Number one, because the money need to be matched up too. Now you might have got like a Devin Vassell and what's his name, Keon Johnson. You might have got that. I don't know if you're getting no picks or nothing like that, but you might have got something like that. And they got shorter term contracts, although Vassell's contract just started, but it's still cheaper. And you might have been able to maneuver that way. But there ain't no way in hell he was getting Steph Castle.
But here's the
Kelvin
other thing.
Johnson, my bad.
Okay, here's the other thing, Jake, is you could take a patient approach if you want to. The owner wanted a certain player, and he got him. So that's a whole other issue to discuss and be dealt with. But this wasn't the front office going, well, we've got to get this deal done. Like, there were people in this organization who wanted Zach LaVine on this team. This was their only opportunity to get Zach LaVine on this team, and they used it.
I understand that, and that's where I make the reference of managing up. Like, you've got to manage up with this. Like, you say, hey, I understand you like Zach LaVine as a player, but does that work and does that fit of what we're trying to do? Like, they forgot when they traded for Zach LaVine that if you trade away De'Aaron Fox, your starting point guard, you don't have another point guard on the roster. Simple as that. So, like, when you make one trade for another, you have to look at the full ramifications of it. Like, yes, I do think that Zach LaVine is a very solid player in the NBA, and I think he definitely has contributed to the Kings. I'm not going to knock on him whatsoever in that. But what I will knock is how, you know, if you wanted Zach, you don't think he was going to be there this offseason still and then made another decision on where you wanted to go at point guard? Like, that was the biggest issue at the end of last season. They didn't have a point guard at all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.